So, point number one. Know your subject. Now this may seem to be very, very elementary, very, very obvious. And of course, yes, in a way it is. But what does one mean by knowing one's subject? It certainly doesn't mean just swatting it up for the purpose of the particular talk or lecture that you're going to be given, not swatting it up at the last minute. Sometimes people ask me how long it takes me to prepare a talk. And I sometimes say it takes me several years. Even a lifetime. So what do I mean by that? I'm reminded of a little anecdote from the biography of Whistler, James Whistler, the painter. He was asked in the course of a famous court case when I think he sued Ruskin and was awarded a farthing damages. He was asked how long it had taken him to paint a certain picture, for which he was asking £200, which was a lot of money in those days, but it's still a lot of money for some of us. He said, £200, it took me half an hour to paint that picture. So, opposing counsel said, do you mean you're asking £200 just for the work of half an hour? He said, no, I'm asking it for the experience of a lifetime. So the experience of a lifetime had gone into the painting of that picture, even though the actual execution of it took him no more than half an hour. So in much the same way, some of the talks I've given have grown out of reflections which I've been having on and off, admittedly, for many, many years in some cases. So it's not that I suddenly think of talking about this or talking about that. It's the culmination of a long process of reflection. And when the reflections come to a certain point, and when a certain opportunity offers, well then I give a talk. I give a lecture. So, when I say that one should know your subject, it should be the product of study and reflection, perhaps of meditation, over quite a number of previous years. I've spoken of knowing your subject, but it afterwards occurred to me that, well, perhaps knowing was the wrong term. Perhaps it is not enough just to know your subject, whether it's the Eightfold Path you're speaking about, or Buddhism and Western culture, or whatever. It's also necessary to love your subject. One might even say that you should be in love with your subject. And it's out of the abundance of that love that you just want to talk. You all know, of course, well, I suppose you do, that when you're in love, you want to talk about it to someone, at least to your best friends. You want to tell them, you know, what you feel, how wonderful, I was going to say she is, but no, let me put it the other way around, how wonderful he is, or how wonderful she is, because you're just bursting with those emotions, you want to communicate them. So you should feel in the same way about the Dharma, about the Eightfold Path, or about this subject of, you know, Buddhism and Western culture. You should be so enamored of the subject, as well as knowing about it. Of course, when you're in love, you don't necessarily know the other person, but here it's different, so the analogy is not quite complete. But you see what I'm getting at. It's not enough to know the subject that you're talking about. You must love it, you must have feeling for it, you must have enthusiasm for it, and be able to communicate that, not just information. Not even information derived from simply from the scriptures or even from Bunty's writings. So, know your subject. love your subject, have been reflecting on the subject, mulling the subject over in your mind for some time, so that the talk or the lecture when you come to give it is just the last stage, just the culmination of that particular process. So know your subject, love your subject. That's the first point. And the second point, which may seem to contradict the first one in a way, but really only superficially, prepare. Even though you know your subject well, even though you love your subject, well, don't be overconfident. Prepare well. Look up references. Make notes. And don't rely on last-minute inspiration. Even when you know the subject and love the subject, because if you do rely on that last-minute inspiration, you may find yourself at a loss for words, you may flounder, and you may simply go rambling on. And it'll be obvious to everybody that, well, you haven't prepared. And that would be very sad and very disappointing. So prepare. However well you know the subject, however much you love the subject, just sit down beforehand. Give yourself sufficient time. Make notes. Even write your talk out if you think it necessary. But do prepare. Give, one might say, the subject and your audience that degree of respect.